It's Tuesday, November 8th, 2005.
You're listening to Radio Zoom.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Radio Zoom podcast with me, your host, Uncle John. Obviously, with the kids introducing at the beginning. I know that there was an issue last episode with music playing when I wasn't really paying attention because I'm still kind of crippled with this setup, with this headset thing that's what kind of adds to this hissing, I think, is what's going on in the background. It kind of sounds like a really scratchy record, but I apologize about that, and the reason it happened was music on a website of a band site that I had open. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was Silver Sun Pickups. But it started playing in the background. It sounded like crap. Don't put music on your websites. I don't care if you're a band. If I surf into your website, don't put music right there when it, you know, loads and just starts playing right away when you come into the page. Don't do that. Oh, I hate that. I hate that, and that's what happened. It just started playing. It drove me nuts. Anyway, hopefully you were able to sweat out that one. So basically you've got a 5-song extravaganza with me mumbling in the background of that song. Sounded like crap a lot. But instead, in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you this track. Actually, you know what? We're going to start this off just a little differently, a little more up-tempo, and a different type of selection of music that I normally actually feature here. We're going to do something a little more, electronic. Alter Ego. Check this out. Radio Zoom.
Radio Zoom. We kick puppies, but we edit that part out. Radio Zoom.
Them H-E-A-T H-E-S-T and Crawler
was this song. Oops, I went over the Wookiee. Set for Stun is the name of that song by the band Echo 3, and you know what? We are going to do this together, and I'm going to hit reload on echo3band.com, and it's not loading. So, with hope, Echo 3 is still around. But they are actually from my home state of Iowa. They call Dubuque, Iowa, home. It's a city that's just on the Mississippi River, on the kind of the northeastern portion of the state, kinda. No, it is on the northeastern portion of the state, right where Wisconsin and Illinois they meet. So it's very much the tri-state area right there. And the name of that song, of course, was called "Set for Stun," and it was all, I think, every single one of those lyrics, for the most part, was a quote directly out of the Star Wars films. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Hopefully I'm not echoing here really badly. I have to turn down my earpiece a little bit. I really do not like this headset. With hope, I will get that fixed here in the future. I'm going to stop reloading this page because it's not coming in. Also, before Echo 3 that I played for you, I played some Alter Ego. They are from Germany, and I do enjoy the electronica kind of, that type of music once in a while. I don't want like to kind of classify because, you know, people are like, oh, techno and electronica and I don't know, lo-fi. It's all different. And of course, that's not lo-fi, but I don't know. Whatever. I like that type of music. It's good. I like to listen to it sometimes, and that's why I played it for you. If you want to find out more about Alter Ego, go to www.ongaku.de. And if you don't feel like memorizing or rewinding to catch that website, I will post the link on the RadioZoom webpage that's on my website, audihertz.net/radio, and you can get that information there. But Alter Ego, with that song, I have to look at it again. It's such a long Beat the Bush, and then it's got a weird parenthesis that I don't recall what it is. But Alter Ego definitely is some good stuff. I really would recommend checking them out. I think good old college radio days is what put that little bug into me, just with the electronica. Because prior to that, all I really knew of was basically what was on the Trainspotting soundtrack back in high school. And then I got to college radio, and you know, college radio days, KRUI. And that was lots of fun and lots of knowledge that I just soaked up and absorbed. I want to make a quick, that's not really an announcement. I guess it is an announcement, but in the midst of all my video podcasting endeavors, I was doing some changing to the settings because I had to do some altering there so that way the video podcasts could go out, which I just pushed one out yesterday of just a short little snippet of a SkyTrain ride through the greater Vancouver area. If you want to check that out, you can go to my website. If it didn't come through your aggregator, if you're using the iTunes program to get your podcast, it should have come down if you're using the more up-to-date versions. But if not, you can click on the link right there on my website, audihertz.net/radio. Go check that out. but also in the midst of changing the settings to make sure that all that works, I did do a redirect on the old feed. And if you remember, you might recall sometime in the past, I started using FeedBurner. Works a lot better for just efficiency-wise. And what I was doing is that every time that I would get the, you know, just post on the blog, and then the, you know, FeedBurner would pick up the blog and then automatically syndicate that out through that new feed through FeedBurner, I would then take the XML copy, paste it into the old XML feed for RadioZoom. So that way it was just mirroring each other. Pain in the butt. So what I did is I did a redirect on that old feed, so hopefully your aggregator is working. If it's not, obviously you're not hearing this, but if you discovered that and you figured something out, please let me know, because I don't know how it's working for different aggregators out there, but if, since it's a simple redirect that every time you go to my, you know, goes to ping the site and get the, you know, to get the feed update, it should automatically just default over to that FeedBurner feed, so hopefully that's working for you. I've done some testing and it works through iTunes, but whatever else you're using, Jaeger or what have you, definitely let me know. Definitely let me know that it's working at least. So send me feedback, radiozoom@gmail.com. Let me know how it's going. Another thing I guess I can let you know about in terms of my endeavors here in Vancouver, my new home now. Hold on as we take a sip of coffee. Very good. As I'm still waiting to be employed, I do have a job offer, just waiting for that paperwork to go through the government. So, by, you know, kind of passing my time doing this whole podcast thing, doing other things to keep me preoccupied, I'm going to go grocery shopping here later. That's always fun. But on Friday night of last week, I went and checked out the one of two Matthew Good shows in town, and that was definitely a good time. I can't really say that I know a lot about Matt Good. I know of Matt Good, and I know a fair chunk, but obviously my girlfriend, Rebecca, is a big fan, and she got us the tickets, and he played back-to-back nights, Friday and Saturday night, at the Commodore, and we went Friday night, and that was... It's a great venue. The Commodore is amazing. And the opening act, the Ladies and Gentlemen, definitely some good stuff. From Toronto, got some booze when they said, did somebody say, go Leafs, go, you know? Always that hockey rivalry going on. But definitely an excellent band. I'm trying to track down some of their music. And we'll see if I can get it onto the podcast. We'll see. No promises. But the Matt Good, when he got on band, or on stage with his band, the whole place lit up. And it's just amazing. I wrote about it on my website, just in terms of the difference between the Canadian music scene and the American music scene. There's a difference, because there's a lot in Canada that doesn't make it into America, and there's a different sense of Canadian mainstream and American mainstream, and the American mainstream is littered with crap, in my opinion. And I don't know enough about the Canadian mainstream to really say, you know, either way. But there's some similarities, but there's also some differences, just in terms of what becomes popular. Stuff that's just, you know, from what I find, it's just not as hooky. And I don't know if that makes sense, but there's like a hook in a lot of American pop music that just, you know, catches you, and then that's what, you know, that's what they're always trying to say. They're trying to do is hook you in, and get you to. To buy the product in mass quantities and make as much money as possible. And you know, the model's here as well, but I just don't hear a lot of that hook, a lot of that, you know, that super smooth, salami kind of, bringing you in and soaking the money away from you. I don't feel that here as much, but I've only been here for about a month, and I've been paying attention to the Canadian music scene off and on, more so in high school, but anyway, I digress, though. But the Matt Good show was phenomenal. It's been interesting that the guy looks like he's definitely, I'm not trying to make it sound bad, but, you know, he looks like he's getting older, but he still puts on a hell of a show. And he played a few songs, at least, that I knew, songs I knew of, and then other songs I didn't know any of the words to, but the whole crowd seemed to know every single word to every single song, and just went nuts, and so it was definitely a very, very good time. And that was Friday night. Saturday night, I got a chance to go to the Pacific Coliseum, former home of the Vancouver Canucks, to go see the WHL Western Hockey League team, the Vancouver Giants, play the Calgary Hitmen. And the Giants whooped them 5-0, yeah, and that was a great, great time. Rebecca also got tickets for that and went with her brother, so very, very good weekend. Lots going on that I did. Obviously, the little excursion that I wrote about for the video podcast on Sunday, so it was a pretty action-packed weekend. But the hockey game, you know, based on the all-hockey episode that I had last time, that was a real treat, because I don't think there's anything like hockey, in at least that I've... That's just my first experience, but I've had some preliminary experience in Iowa. Went to a couple Quad City Mallards games, and one, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders game. And then I watched my friends play some, kind of some club hockey teams. But It's just on a different level here, but of leaps and bounds. And I guess the other thing is too is just sportsmanship. It's just, I don't know. It's a really good. It was a really good atmosphere. And of course, of the game, there's plenty of fights, a couple of ejections. Yeah, tempers were high. It's Calgary. Calgary is just over the mountains over in Alberta. So, great time. Very, very good time. And I had a lot of good fun. So, enough babbling for that segment. Let's just go ahead and play something that the Reverend Don Dealey sent my way. Said, check this out. And I was like, wow, I really like it. So I think I gotta play it. The name of this band is called The Prayers and Tears of Arthur Digby Sellers. That's one heck of a name. That's a big mouthful. Check it out. Ammunition for a Bolt Action Heart. The Prayers and Tears of Arthur Digby Sellers. Well, Ready Zoom. Off the album, The Mother of Love Emulates the Shapes of Cynthia. That was The Prayers and Tears of Arthur Digby Sellers. apparently, these guys do not believe in having small names for anything that they do. Also, you can find on that album tracks like The Eventual Intimate of So Much Nostalgia, The Slow Decay of Some Radio Afterglows, Disposable Drummers and Disposable Bands, or this one word that I can't pronounce, or The Sad Lives of the Hollywood Lovers. You know, they have long names for lots of this sounds bad, things, but that was The Prayers and Tears of Arthur Digby Sellers, and you can find out more about them, prayersandtears.com, and they, I don't know exactly when they released that, I think it's, that was a 2004 release, if I'm right, I'm not sure, but you can also check out the website in a little, if you get this, download this podcast, this episode, and you want to find out those links right away instead of having to type them out, whatever, you can just go straight to my website and click, and off you go to find out more about them. You know, the other thing I want to mention, too, is that if you're an artist that, definitely creates music and you think that you'd like to have your music played on my podcast, all you gotta do is email me. In fact, you can email me an MP3 of the song, radiozoom@gmail.com, and you know what? It's that easy. Just say that you want to have it played, and you know, definitely let me know what your website is, and if you have anything in terms of any other information that you want me to share. It's that easy. Just send it to me, and I will, in turn, get it on... what do you say? Get it on the pod? Is that what you say? Or get it onto the on the air? So, definitely do that. Also, if you have any feedback in general, if you want to send me an audio comment, which basically is just your podcast emailed to me of you talking and saying something to me about the podcast or something that I talked about, radiozoom@gmail.com. Talking about other podcasts, too, being in Vancouver now, I know that I'm not a local. I know that there are people that are in the city doing podcasts that are specifically, they're Vancouverites, and that's a lot more than what I can say about myself. I'm definitely an immigrant. Now my girlfriend Rebecca, she's a local, so that has to attribute for something. You know, that has to count for something. Yeah, get her on here sometime. We'll see. I doubt that she'd ever go for that, but Altcast. That's one of the local Vancouver podcasts. Chris Choi does that one, and you can find out more about that at altcast.blogspot.com. He mentioned my podcast in one of his last episodes, so I think it's only right that I exchange the name drop, and then I'll also have... Well, I actually have it linked off the website right now, but I will definitely, on this episode's show notes, I will go ahead and be sure to provide a link there, too. So that way, if you're just, grabbing the XML feed, you'll be able to have that link and check out the Altcast. He does a lot of music, kind of in the same vein as my podcast, except I think he does quite a bit more opinion, kind of the political flavor. And there's no shortage of political issues and ongoings and around the Lower Mainland area, let alone the rest of the nation, that is worth mentioning. So you can check out what he's doing over there at the Altcast, all one word, altcast.blogspot.com, and you can check out the that podcast. And I also want to plug Tim over at Radio Clash, because I know he's a bit of a listener, and I've gotten emails from people that have said that have checked out my podcast after checking out his podcast, because he mentioned me. He had a great one. The last one he just put out just over the weekend with a mashup with Queen in it and of Radio Gaga. And I love that song, and it was really, really awesome. So really good episode is the last one that he put out. Another thing I want to mention, too, is that last song that I played was a suggestion that came from the Reverend Don Dealey, my good pal and buddy that lives in Pittsburgh, PA. He lived with me one summer. Great roommate, no complaints about the guy, except, he left, and that really sucked, But he's helping out with my production a little bit now. I decided that I did want to have as much of my voice on here as possible. So he's just cutting some vocals and stuff for me, and he emails me what he's doing. So, yeah, getting some help with Don Dealey. And you can check out his radio show. I want to mention this because he does a... it's very late night, but he's got a steady shift on Monday mornings from midnight to 4 a.m. Eastern time. So that's, basically New York time. But, you know, Pittsburgh's definitely in that time zone. He's on WYEP 91.3 FM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you can check out the website for that station, WYEP.org. Once again, I'll have a link to that website on my website. But Monday mornings, midnight to 4 a.m., you'll catch the Reverend Don Dealey on the air. And obviously, he takes requests and he plays music and whatever. I don't know. He kind of has themes every once in a while. I don't really know that much more about it because I haven't tuned in as much as I probably should. Because he's 3 hours ahead of me. So when it's midnight his time, it's 9 o'clock my time. So I can probably catch it and, you know, listen to more of what he's doing. Sorry, Don. I'll try to tune in some more, but you can also tune in as well. So that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. I don't want to yak on too long and keep you too preoccupied. But definitely I will try to maybe get some more, maybe get another podcast out this week, another episode out into the world, so that way you can enjoy that. But this Friday is Remembrance Day, which would be November 11th. So it's a national holiday here in Canada, and a lot of the nation, for the most part, shuts down, which is really interesting because I had a conversation that it's kind of like Veterans Day in the United States. Maybe they have a Veterans Day here as well, but Remembrance Day is more of an observance of World War One and World War Two. You know, on the 11th day at the 11th hour. That whole thing. Like in the States, the Veterans Day always meant post office is closed. We're not getting mail today. Whereas here, it's we get the day off and we're going to observe the ending of two of the greatest battles in the history of man. And it's really interesting. But so hopefully before Friday rolls around, because Rebecca will have the day off, and we'll definitely be taking advantage of that day to probably go walk around and, rain or shine, just go kind of tool around the city as we usually do. So, and as she just sends me she'll dig this, but as I'm running this podcast, running this episode, I've got MSN in the background, and she's at work just kind of IMing me, and she asks me if I'm still casting, and of course I am. But I'm wrapping it up right now. Play you one last track, and Saxon Shore. This is a band that if you're not too familiar with, I think you should become more knowledgeable about them. I don't know what it is exactly that really has me turned on to them, because they have like kind of a... this track in particular, it's strictly all instrumental, but it's really cleverly done. It's kind of like Don Caballero. The reason I like them is just because it's structured really well without being monotonous in terms of just being instrumental. I'll play this last track, and I'm going to leave you alone and let you go on through your day. Hopefully this finds you well wherever you are, and go ahead and kick this off. The name of the song is called The Revolution Will Be Streaming. Once again, Saxon Shore, SaxonShore.com. We'll check it later, and adios. We'll be right back.
RadioZoom Podcast is a product of the AudioHertz.net weblog. Send emails, audio comments, and songs to play on the RadioZoom Podcast to radiozoom@gmail.com. That's RadioZoom, all one word, @gmail.com. Check out the website for more. AudioHertz.net/radio.